You're in tune to 1FM, the Red Station. Come now!
Tonight we continue our Carl Cox Global Travelogue for Radio 1 with his amazing tour of South Africa, featuring 1 hour of Carl's set from the famous Three Arts Theatre in sunny Cape Town, and an hour from a rocking night at the Johannesburg Central Station with over 16,000 people in attendance across the two events.
Takes me to four places, first one being Johannesburg Central Station, into PE, Port Elizabeth, it's looking a little bit like Worthing, but it's a great coastline. Ended up in Durban, a fantastic venue they've got there, the race course, and Cape Town, the Free Arts Centre. I've just walked on stage, let me paint you a picture. There's 6,000 people screaming my name, going absolutely crazy, waiting for the Carl Cox Experience.
Bush from Music Magazine, and I've been following Carl Cox on his tour of South Africa for the Johannesburg and Cape Town dates, and both parties were incredible, particularly Johannesburg, where, would you believe, the venue was a disused central station, train station, 7,000-8,000 people, 6,000 of them in one hall, 2,000 of them outside in a courtyard dancing under the stars. Kind of party that we used to get in Britain, but I would say you probably don't get that often anymore due to various laws and restrictions and regulations and whatever. The reception Carl's been getting has been absolutely incredible. The man is beyond a hero, he's a superhero out here. Wherever we go, kids are trailing us for autographs, signatures, records, just wanting to shake his hand. The kind of treatment that very, very few DJs in Britain get. They seem to be all very popular in Britain, but none of them seem to have achieved the level of sort of deity that Carl has probably achieved. Johannesburg is a very strange city because it's a very modern city, and it's one which has become something of a wasteground because of the political situation here. It's just been abandoned. The city centre at night is absolutely deserted. It's very dangerous, lined with pimps, hookers, dealers, whatever. Not a safe place to be, somewhere where we have to be accompanied by bodyguards all the time. We met one kid at the party, and only the night before, 17-year-old kid driving around, they'd been carjacked. Someone pulled up and stuck a gun in the window and tried to steal their car. So it's very strange to go through this incredible deserted metropolis like something out of Robocop and then find yourself at this enormous, beautiful marble-lined central station inside which are 8,000 people going absolutely ballistic. You can hear the sound from about a mile away. And yet as soon as you leave the party, once again, the streets are empty, there's a few police. You rush to your car, you dare not spend more than any longer than necessary on the streets for fear of what might happen to you. Very strange indeed, but once you're inside the party, it's like being in a different world. You could be anywhere. course, is more famous than Joburg because it's so spectacularly beautiful, and that's mirrored in the city itself. Unlike Joburg, which is something of a rundown waste ground, Cape Town's still thriving. It's very metropolitan, very beautiful. It's got Table Mountain, you've got the bay, you've got beautiful waterfront buildings. There's a lot of regeneration going on, complete contrast to Johannesburg, and that's reflected in the party as well. There's a much greater feeling of security. People are much freer. They're probably makes for a better party as well. At the party itself, it's in an old arts theatre, grand old arts theatre. I'm slightly dilapidated, but still retaining some of its sort of imperial charm of from whenever it was built. And because of the feeling that there's not so much threat, people are really going for it. The atmosphere is far more intense in Johannesburg, even though it's smaller. And Cape Town itself is a beautiful city. It's right up there with the Sydneys, the Rios, the San Franciscos of the world. It's very popular with the tourists. It's the centre for a lot of sightseeing right around the Western Cape, and it's no wonder that most people are coming here rather than to Johannesburg.
once again. Cox and Saipans. I'm Brett Cleaver. I'm Carl Cox's personal bodyguard on the South African tour. I've done the last two tours. He's had out here. After 10 years in the South African Special Forces, I feel more like a tour guide. But this is Africa, and things can go wrong. A breakdown on a lonely freeway can end up in a disaster, either from indigenous population or wild game. At the same time, you know, Carl is tremendously popular in this country, and overzealous fans tend to become a nuisance, especially when moving him in and out of venues. Being the nice person that he is, he actually does not know how to say no to people or ignore them or keep on walking, and that's where my job comes in to interfere. Separate him and get him to where he has to play, when he has to play, and get him home again safely.
last two times I was here in South Africa, we went to the game reserve, Sun City, and it was the first time you've seen animals who are in their natural environment without being caged in. And the thing about that is, it's just, in the UK, of course, we always go to the zoos to see animals in cages, and it's just an unbelievable experience when you see massive bull elephants and warthogs running around, and see tigers and lions, kind of like, you don't really see them in the daytime because they're kind of sleep in the daytime in the shade, and they come out at night. So unless you're out there with a torch and a rifle, maybe you'll be out there, you know, just protecting yourself from the lions, of course, from their natural habitat, from where they actually feed and everything in the nighttime. And you just see lots and lots of zebras running around, and monkeys in the trees.
sound like South Africa is a dangerous country. This is Africa, but it's also a beautiful one with beautiful coastlines, beautiful holiday resorts, mountains, desert, absolutely anything you can think of. Casinos, restaurants, and a hell of a great nightlife, of which Carl Cox is the guru. Listening to Carl Cox live in South Africa.
listen to Carl Cox on The Essential Mix live from South Africa.
Peter White from other productions in South Africa, and we are a national dance promoting organization, specifically in the dance market. And we operate from the Johannesburg Station, which is our permanent venue. And over the past 3 years, we've brought in probably most of the better and bigger names in the dance business, the likes of Frankie Knuckles and Jeremy Healy, Dave Morales, Sasha and John DeGuida. Have been with us twice. The late Tony DeVee was a close friend and a regular artist with us. And I think we've achieved what I set out to do, which was to bring the South African dance culture from an underground movement into a mainstream form of entertainment, and that we certainly have done, and taken it to a level I never thought it would go to, and certainly moved it into something that's quite a phenomenon.
great pleasure to have him in the country. He is live right now.
come to South Africa, I was very unaware really of what was going on club culture wise for me to be able to complement what Mama Productions of Peter White was trying to achieve. But I was absolutely pleasantly surprised by what has happened in the sense of that he's experienced Carl Fox. He came over to see me and to feel what kind of energy and to understand what I was about to give to South African crowds the best time possible by what I can achieve. Going back in time to 1996, for me it was something which I needed to find out for myself. There wasn't very many people I could speak to in the sense of DJs that have been here, so it was something which I had to kind of deal with for me to be able to complement what Peter was trying to achieve. In the end of the day, I feel like a bit of a pioneer in the sense of opening the doors for other people to understand that it's not a terrible place to actually be, apart from that when you do go into the venues, they do ask anyone that has firearms to leave them at the door. That was kind of disturbing, but there's no firearms in this place. It's just really good, happy people who are actually glad that you're there for them and for them to have a good time.
story really began a little over 3 years ago when I had heard so much about the man and heard so much about his music, and started making inquiries to his office in the UK, and was quite alarmed at how busy he was and how difficult it was to actually get hold of him. So I decided that I'd get in the plane and go and see him, go and track him down myself. And that's exactly what I did. I went across to his office. I think they were quite surprised when I walked in and said, I'm here to talk to you about bringing Carl to South Africa. And we eventually managed to sit down with Carl and chat about South Africa and to tell him what we had in mind and what we put together. I think at that stage, Carl was obviously very interested in coming down here, but wasn't quite sure how the South African market would be. But I was absolutely convinced that Carl would go down very, very well. And I went down to the club, the old underground club in London, and actually it was my first real life experience of the Carl Cox magic, and left the old sweaty at 4 o'clock in the morning even more convinced than we'd have to so many times during the night just to get a blow South Africa apart. And that was the first Carl Cox tour back in September 97, and we did Johannesburg and Cape Town, and it was an absolute blast, and we finished that tour saying call me for the next one. The next one took another a year and 2 months to come by, and that was even bigger, and we went to all four cities, including Port Elizabeth and Durban, and I have to say that everyone really rocked the country. By that stage, the whole market was aware of who Carl Cox was, and Carl's sound and his express sort of music policy and signature just really took the country by storm. And it became a sort of foregone conclusion that we have to be a regular part of Carl's itinerary. It took another year and a half to where we are now. And of course, we've just done Cape Town and Johannesburg, with Port Elizabeth and Durban still to come. And both the Cape Town and Johannesburg events were absolute thumpers. I think the Cape Town people and the Johannesburg people are especially different markets, whereas Cape Town seemed to be far more with it into the music, whereas the Johannesburg people I found were more in awe of the experience. And it was interesting to see that the way the two different nights worked, but both of them were huge, and the experience in the room and the feedback we got from the crowds and the people were just like, yes, come next time please. So all together we were completely over the moon with the whole thing, and I'm looking forward to the next one.
My name is Derek the Bandit from 5FM Music Radio South Africa. If you look at the Joburg scene, it is pretty much banging and funky. In Cape Town, if you have to have a look at that, it is a lot more banging. Cape Town's really more up for it in terms of the harder style, but still with that uplifting edge, which is very important.
Cape Town party on Friday night was something of a spectacle. Yeah, we had it in the old Three Arts Theatre, which is essentially a big old-style theatre, which has been stripped bare. And we took it and set the stages under the main proscenium arch and draped it quite extensively, sort of quite dramatic. The roof, it brought the roof down a bit with these big, big drapes and with blimps and inflatables on the roof. And this very, very vast dance floor that was, went up on levels, sort of three levels up. Obviously had a massive sound system and laser and lighting installation. But it's a very big floor, and it's the night started quite slowly, but when I kind of looked again, it was 11:30, 12, about quarter to 12, and the place was absolutely packed. And when Carl came onto that stage, the room just absolutely exploded. It was just, everyone was just absolutely mesmerized, hands up in the air and just ready to go. And I think from the time Carl took to the decks, the time he came off, that entire room was just moving as one. It was just like an ocean of people moving as one. And there was very little movement around the building. Everyone was absolutely focused on that main form, focused on Carl. And there was just an amazing interaction between Carl and the people. And when he came off, it was just, they were getting absolutely nuts. It was great. Dangerous and absolutely a no-go zone. Any time after 5:30, 6 o'clock in the evening, the place is deserted. And in fact, it was quite a challenge when I first took over the Johannesburg station. People said, "You're mad, you've got to get no one down there." And of course, rising to the challenge, I said, "Watch me," and we put it together. And obviously, with lots of the right controls, here we find ourselves in the middle of the city at night. The streets surrounding the venue are completely deserted. A couple of street people huddled around and around fires and things like that. But no cars, no one walking around at all. And as you get towards the station, there's just this mass of cars and people. I think what's happened is people have grown more confident of the venue and trusted us with what we're doing. I think the positive energy that comes into the city at night time when we do an event just really blows away the perception of danger. And on Saturday night there was again, we had 8,000 people coming into us in the middle of the city, incident-free, not a car broken into, not an assault, not a mugging, no problems whatsoever. And I think it's really encouraging if we go to try and rejuvenate Central Johannesburg and try and claim back and get our country back on its feet. We've got to take the first step towards moving in a positive direction rather than just running away from it. I think
think one of the most incredible things of the city, the city precinct, which is so dangerous, is the fact that we've managed to bring people together in the numbers that we have for one specific reason, and that's to come and dance and enjoy themselves and come together and forget it, cast their fears aside and be united through dance. I think that's what it's really all about, the perception of danger and crime and violence that we live by in this country every day and every night is put to one side when you put on a dance event and the people come to it. look at the numbers of people whose lives have been touched by coal, you look at all the gigs with 6,000 in Cape Town, 8,000 in Johannesburg, probably 2,000 in Port Elizabeth, and another 4,000 in Durban. Just over 20,000 people have had the Carl Cox experience themselves directly, and it's a phenomenal feeling actually to put them all together and then just watch this man work his magic on them. I think the South African people now have been Carl's third tour, really understand what he's about, and the fresh angle and distinct music sound he brings to the country, which is something we want to do and keep doing.
Come on.
our plans for the future, we're working hard on putting a Pete Tong tour together. He hasn't been out to us yet. Of course, Sasha and Digweed, we definitely will bring them back again. We had them in December and they're up for another tour. Trade Boys are talking to us about doing another national gig, and we've also been talking to Tali Trax, who want to come down again. So we've got quite a few things in the pipeline, and we're hoping to, in the year 2000, put together a big Mother Fest, which will be a kind of a three-day massive Mother event that we're planning on quite a big scale outside somewhere. So we've got our hands full for the time being.
I can really say about South Africa, that they had a wicked sound systems, wicked people, wicked energy, wicked coastlines, unbelievable weather, and the right attitude towards partying. You can't get any better than that. And right now, I cannot wait to get back to South Africa.
All these South African people, to Carl Cox, thank you for the music.
Unique essential mix. As usual, you can find a full track listing of Carl's mix on the Radio 1 website and listed in the next editions of Mix Mag and Update magazine and Music magazine. Next week's essential mix comes from the legendary Danny Tenaglia. We have to get down on our knees when we say that. So until then, keep it Radio 1 for Annie Nightingale all the way through till 6:30 a.m. See ya.